The stories you need to get your day started. These are Mad Radio's headlines on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Live in Atlanta on Radio Row for Super Bowl 53 between the New England Patriots and the Los Angeles Rams. But the Texans had a busy day yesterday. First, they hired Brian Cushing as a new strength and conditioning coach. Here's Bill O'Brien weighing in on Brian Cushing last season.
Those decisions are always really tough, especially when it's a heart and soul guy, you know, captain of your team, guy that's played so tough and competitively and with great energy for all the years that he played in Houston. But those are decisions that have to be made at certain points of guys' careers. And, you know, Brian will always be a Texan, no doubt about it.
The last part interesting, and honestly, whenever the Texans weighed in on Brian Cushing over the last couple of years,
yes.
Oh boy, it was gooey, it was glowing, it was a little romantic.
I like it on a lot of levels just because I know what kind of guy Brian Cushing is, and I know how his teammates feel about him. There's just the glaringly bad optics of having him to come in and work with your strength and conditioning staff as a two-time PED violator. It's way different in football than it is in baseball. I wish they would have announced it a little bit differently.
I want to say something for the record. None of the moves that we're talking about today have been announced.
Actually been announced. So who first reported this?
John McClain.
Oh, McClain
and,
first
and
reported.
Mark Berman.
Oh,
yeah.
They're
so
doing
it's happening.
Simultaneous deals.
Yes. So okay. this is all happening. But just for the record, all these things we're talking about, Brian Cushing, Sean Ryan leaving, these are all unofficial, not announced by the Texans.
Okay.
So
really,
they will be happening.
He's just he's playing the position of rover at this point, Brian Cushing is. He's not, because you don't help out with both strength and conditioning and the defense. Like, that's not an official role on a team. I think this is his toe in the water. Like, what do I want to do in coaching? And I could see especially why, like, for all of what you can say about anything with the PED suspensions, the guy is dialed in nutritionally. The guy is dialed in from a training standpoint. There's more training that goes into actually coaching people, and I don't know if he's done, you know, certifications, or there's a team certification, that NSCA or whatever it is, or maybe he's working on that right now. And that's probably his passion. I would just, I'm with Paul. Paul and I are for this. I think Mike.
I am not.
Mike
for
doesn't like Brian Cushing.
Mike, who has no issue with Lane Johnson actually winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
coming
Lane
off
Johnson's
the heels
good.
Of, Lane Johnson, the offensive
what, Brian
tackle
Cushing
for the
wasn't?
Eagles.
Lane Johnson's better.
What does good have to do? Oh, so wait, Lane Johnson used steroids more effectively. So you like Lane Johnson because of that? You're going to take a moral stance
Here's
against
my thing.
Brian Cushing, but not Lane Johnson.
Pave Sex Robert put my opinion really well on the text line 713-572-4610. The Cushing hire looks bad because you're basically saying this guy can get away with whatever and still get a job and still get paid, while other people, they cut him off like a bad check. Here's my big thing. This is a fact. This is not my opinion. Brian Cushing had a 4-game suspension and a 10-game suspension, and he has basically, other than the money, received no punishment. So if you guys are cool with this, that means, to me, it doesn't matter who in this city gets a PED suspension.
Wait, but
James Harden, Justin Verlander, it's all okay.
Wait a second, though. You just recited his punishment
yes,
and then claimed
yes.
that he'd received no punishment.
14
yes,
games!
What the hell? You want him castrated? What's going on here?
I wanted him cut in 2017. That's what
he's
I wanted.
He's received no punishment?
Yes!
He was punished.
14 games, Mike.
Yes, yes.
That's a season. It's a full season.
And he wasn't cut.
Your issue, my friend, is with the CBA. Take it up with the lawyers.
And I actually like Brian on a personal level. We've had him on the show a number of times. He's a nice guy.
Well,
for the record, I will also say this. I would have no issue with this move. It was just, hey, help out the defense. Brian Cushing knows defense really well, and there are no bad optics. You want to help out with the defense and do this on the side? I'm cool with that.
You know who the optics
don't have it
are?
Announced.
I blame the optics on Berman and McClain. Hey, when McClain comes in here, what time?
An hour from
now. We're going to take him to task for optics. I'm going to make him wear contact lenses.
That's fair.
There is no reason to be mad about this move.
I'm not mad.
None.
Oh,
I just find it hilarious.
I disagree with that, Paul, in that, like, I have a couple reservations about it just because of the way it puts pressure on the organization and other players. But I like,
in my
core, personally, I have no issue at all. I like Brian Cushing is an awesome dude and is wired in that same way, kind of like Romanowski, where he's a little psychotic, and it's good to have psychos around.
Yes, I like that side of it. I understand reservations, but there was a lot of the Texans going to Texan yesterday. Get the hell out of here with that. I'm sorry. I can't tolerate that.
Yeah, I don't even know how that fits in with the context, because I think most people would say, like, oh, they're not willing to do what it takes to win. We're like, this is
yes,
the exact opposite.
This is the opposite.
Saying, like, oh, screw it. You know what? You don't like it? Screw it. We're going to do what we're going to do.
Well, on this point, I will agree with you. For all those people out there who say the Texans Texans are unwilling to take chances on different things. Well, they took a chance on this from that standpoint. So I can't argue with that point on it.
Our next headline, Sean Ryan is leaving us. The quarterback coach, he is no longer a reporter, Ian Rapoport of the NFL Network, a part of the Houston Texans coaching staff. He has gone to sunny Detroit. And Matt Stafford, the Detroit Lions quarterback.
And Matt Patricia, the defensive-minded head coach of the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
He's trying like hell to do everything Belichickian the way everybody else does. People not happy with him up there. It's a curious move, and it has people wondering, why the hell would you do this necessarily? If you're Sean Ryan, what's with this lateral move? Is it because you don't like Bill O'Brien? The likeliest scenario, in my opinion, is the Texans already have an OC in waiting, either Tim Kelly, the current tight ends coach, or somebody from outside the organization, perhaps somebody that's currently on the Patriots or Rams staff, so you wouldn't be able to announce it yet. I don't know, but I expect them to make some kind of an announcement regarding this within the next few days. Sean Ryan probably, in my opinion, this is just complete, just connecting the dots. If I'm a quarterback's coach that's been there for a few years and they elevate somebody from within or they bring somebody else out and, yep. and I get passed over, I might feel like, okay, it's time to go check it out somewhere else.
I think what's clearly happening is they're going to hire an offensive coordinator and it's not going to be him. So he is getting out while the getting is good for him and he can still get a different job.
And I think they're going to make it Tim Kelly. I'm basing this off of John McClain's visit with us on Mad Radio Sports Radio 610. He's going to be with us in an hour. I mean, just think about how long he has been an assistant coach. We're talking all the way back to 2007 when he first started working in the National Football League with the New York Giants as an offensive quality control coach. I mean, that's a decade plus, and he's essentially been in, I imagine, the same area, and I imagine because of being in the same area on the coaching staff where he's been an assistant, same pay grade as well. So he's probably going to get a pretty hefty increase in money, I would think, going to Detroit, too. The New Orleans Pelicans took down the Rockets last night, 121-116. James Harden scored 37 points. His streak of 30-point-plus games has been extended to 24, but he says the defense stunk last night.
We just didn't get no stops. That's what it came down to. We know the pace that they play at. We know how they execute and how they're very good. We didn't take advantage of the opportunity. We let them get comfortable, especially in the second half, and they made shots.
Boy, this is precisely the kind of game that they can't be losing during this period where they're working their way back to health while Clint Capela is still gone. Because this was a flat-out effort game. This was, the Pelicans aren't playing five of their top dudes, whatever. We'll just roll our way to victory. And you can't do this. This is all we want you to do is tread water. You sunk last night trying to tread water. You know they do that lifeguard test where you have to hold a brick while treading water? They're drowning at the bottom of the pool, sucking water into their lungs. We cannot have these. I'm more angry about this than if they had, not showed up versus the Warriors or something.
I mean, they got fined $50,000. I've never seen this before. Anthony Davis gets fined $50,000 for essentially demanding a trade out of New Orleans before the game.
Which I didn't know was illegal, by the way.
I didn't know that was illegal either. They're down five guys, and they still win. Inexcusable loss, and there aren't many inexcusable losses in the NBA.
In the regular season,
but this is an inexcusable loss.
Yeah. I totally agree with you guys. It's one of those losses that makes you think, okay, you can say, well, they don't have Capela, they're going to get him back, and they got crushed on the boards last night. They got crushed by Jahlil Okafor, of all people. But it's one of those losses that makes you feel like, well, what is the season really for other than Harden's probably going to win a second straight MVP, but they'll fall in the playoffs. And maybe that's going to happen anyway with how good Golden State is. But it's just one of those losses that you're like, okay, that makes you wonder what exactly is the upside given that Harden and Paul are playing.
These are one of the ones that at the end of the season, when your seeding isn't as good as you'd like it to be, you think specifically, hey, remember New Orleans?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember New Orleans.
Remember New Orleans. That's going to be the new Remember the Alamo.
Exactly.
Remember New Orleans. Fight.
That'll do it for your morning headlines. We are live on Radio Row, day number 3. Mike, Seth, and Paul with you. John McClain will join us on all the Texans coaching moves coming up in less than an hour. At the bottom of the next hour, 7:35 on Sean Ryan leaving for the Lions and Brian Cushing joining the staff in a strength and conditioning and defensive capacity. I think Andy Benoit is one of the best people in the NFL media when it comes to breaking down the film and having interesting observations. He was on Radio Row.
I saw him at Media Net the other night, talked to him for a short while.
Good guy.
Yeah.
So he joined Sean and Rich on the Triple Threat on Tuesday, and they asked him to grade Deshaun Watson's 2018 season.
if C is average and A is amazing and F is horrible, I give him a C plus to B minus, okay. I think. I was hoping to see a little bit more. He showed these glimmers last year in development as a pocket mover, moving within the pocket, which everybody has to do to succeed in the NFL, no matter how mobile or dynamic you are. Moving with subtlety and nuance within that confined area, that is that's critical. If you don't do that, you're not going to be a consistent QB. He showed more promise last year, and then relative this year, I didn't know if the development was quite as consistent there as you'd like. I think he can do it, because when he's done it, he's looked really good. I want to see him do it more regularly.
Andy Benoit gives Watson a C-plus or a B-minus. I think that's too low. I would give him a B-plus.
C-plus or a B-minus. Yeah, and I think a lot of what he was talking about there, the movement within the pocket, I would add into that blitz detection and response to blitz, because we saw that very clearly at the end of the year. It's all those little nuanced things. You have to grade on a curve with quarterbacks. And when you're grading on that curve, you need to remember that Deshaun Watson was really, in many respects, still in his first season, his first real season as an NFL quarterback, coming off of injury and dealing with an inept offensive line that makes a lot of those adjustments harder. Like, there was no expectation of safety in the pocket. So think about Deshaun Watson coming back in the pocket, and hey, by all respects, it looks like a clean pocket. There's still a little bit of the clock in his head that's damaged, because he can't trust those offensive linemen to consistently give him a clean pocket. So it disrupts things. I'd grade him on a curve, and I would give him a B plus.
Okay.
But again, all those things that Andy Benoit mentioned, we always have to keep in context with, okay, in evaluating Deshaun Watson's performance this year, why exactly is Sean Ryan departing the Texans? What is it? Did Sean Ryan feel very much a cold shoulder from the Texans that he would make a lateral move? The Texans didn't block Sean Ryan from interviewing for a lateral move. That's really the question, isn't it? Why did the Texans not prevent Sean Ryan from interviewing elsewhere?
Well, maybe they feel like his work with Watson is fine and acceptable, or maybe even really good, but they don't see him as a play caller, as you have kind of hinted
and
at.
And I imagine he wants to be one. I imagine he wants to have that just increase in responsibilities.
But he's not. So I guess, he's not the offensive coordinator in Detroit.
He is not.
I mean, this is a lateral move.
Right.
And I feel like he had some play calling responsibilities with the Texans, because it's play calling by committee. So what exactly is he getting in Detroit, other than that maybe the relationship had really cooled in Houston?
And I'm also, you know, rethinking my take on the probable pay bump, because you would think that would be involved. But
yeah,
you go to Michigan, there's taxes and all that.
But I was wondering why you would assume there was a pay bump too.
Because I would think, I'm just trying to think, like
why we'd leave.
I mean, there's got to be more reasons, too.
This is a it's a mutual parting
unless,
of the ways.
Unless they might have pushed him out. I mean, remember when Brian Gain left the Texans the last time? I mean, he left essentially for the same kind of lateral move, and was that Rick Smith and his faction pushing Brian Gain out?
So if I'm Sean Ryan and I come into your office a couple days after the end of the season and you're Bill O'Brien and I say, hey, coach, I just want to run something by you. I was thinking about interviewing for this Detroit job up in Detroit. What do you think about that? What are you saying? It's like you're trying to be polite, but also like don't let the door hit you.
Sean, I think you're a great guy.
Yeah.
Say that first.
Tell you what, your family. You're a great family guy.
That's interesting, because does Bill O'Brien feel that he is also a half quarterback coach with his responsibility when it comes to all that he does offensively? Because he doesn't let anyone call plays. Does he also feel that he can, at the same time, because of his interactions with Deshaun Watson and film study during the week, does he also feel that he's somewhat of a quarterback coach too? And he's like, all right, well, whatever, I can do this too.
Is Bill O'Brien? This is what
like
I want.
Someone that takes that overextends himself a bit.
This is what I've heard. This is what quarterbacks have complained to me about at times when they complain about their quarterback's coach. It's that a lot of quarterbacks coaches love to be, I would call them a post hoc coach, where instead of implementing really a system of how you need to be going about your job, the progression, everything, it's kind of like you get into film like, oh, well, you should have thrown it to this guy. Well, you should have thrown it to that guy. Well, how come you didn't see this guy as open? Instead of really working through like, all right, you know, Kubiak does a great job of this. It's like, this is how you're going to work through the play. This is where your openings are. These are all those things. And maybe Bill O'Brien's like that with Sean Ryan. Maybe it's a little bit of swooping in and criticizing when things don't go right. I have no idea. That's just purely me spitballing. I have no idea.
Couldn't it just be the play-calling part that for whatever reason O'Brien never trusted Sean Ryan to call the plays? Because think about Bill O'Brien and his last 5 years in the city of Houston. Bill O'Brien, according to all the different reports, he had George Gotsi calling plays at times, not named in 2014, and then he got the offensive coordinator job in 2015. Sean Ryan, to our knowledge, never called plays at all.
Yeah.
So think about it that way. Bill O'Brien trusted George Gotsi to call plays. He never trusted Sean Ryan at any point to call plays.
But he's going to Detroit where he won't be calling plays.
I know.
Like, Daryl Bevel's the offensive coordinator, and he's not getting a head coaching job.
Yes.
So, like, there's no more chance for up – and I mean, as far as things are strictly right now, there's even less opportunity for upward mobility, except that Bill O'Brien must have told him something. So you're thinking, like, Sean Ryan just finally got disgruntled enough, perhaps, at not being given that opportunity. He said, all right, screw it. Well, I'm going to go somewhere else where at least maybe I'll have a different...
Well, what I'm saying, basically, is that Sean Ryan wants to call plays, and Bill O'Brien has never and will never trust him to call plays.
Yeah.
That's what the evidence seems to indicate, right?
Right, but what are you... Right, so what are you saying, though, that Bill O'Brien kind of shoved him out the door?
I'm saying that he basically told him, hey, we're hiring an offensive coordinator. He knew that, and it was going to be an outside or inside hire, and I think it will be. And then Sean Ryan is like, it's not going to be me, so I'm going to leave.
Right.
I think we're on the same page on this.
Yeah, I know. I guess I don't know what – are you also trying to say that, hey, like, don't cry over this departure because Bill O'Brien didn't think much of Sean Ryan?
Well, it's hard for me to judge that because I don't know how the offense is going to look next season, both in Houston and in Detroit.
Yeah. I feel like this better mean that they're hiring an offensive coordinator.
I agree.
If they don't have a plan right now and they also let Sean Ryan walk, that would be damn malpractice. So I don't think that's what happened.
I think the plan's Kelly's getting promoted, and that explains the lateral move to a situation that is worse. It is a worse situation.
It's a lateral. Oh, it's a lateral move for Sean Ryan to a situation that's worse. I guess I hate making judgments on coaches 1 year in. But now, just by looking at Stafford versus Deshaun Watson, though, it feels a lot worse.
Right. I mean, forget Matt Patricia from that standpoint.
Stafford's upside is known. Like, what's Sean Ryan going to do with Stafford that multiple, you know, remember when Jim Bob Cooter was the next great thing because he had one half a good season with Matt Stafford?
I think he actually did a decent job with Matt Stafford.
His name. That's the only reason everyone was
hyping him. He did a good job with Matt Stafford, except for the fact that they kept doing all the things that Detroit's been doing forever. Like, it's like, oh, running game, it's just whatever.
Let's expand on this conversation at the top of the hour. We played audio on Mad Radio of Andy Benoit of MMQB, who gave Watson a C-plus or B-minus for 2018. I would give him a B-plus. Seth is at B or B-plus. Paul, where are you at on the grade?
Oh, cool. I get to grade him.
And I'm grading on a curve. Like, a veteran quarterback wouldn't have gotten a B with Deshaun's season, but because he's a second-year quarterback, I give the B.
What do you give him?
I give him a B. Give him a B because you can't go all the way with a B+. The Paul Gallant gets graded harshly syndrome comes into play here. I felt like he made some strides in the right direction this season, but when Will Fuller goes down, I feel that things just get so murky with this offense, and I feel like Watson has to rise above that in some way. He has to be more like Brady, where he can turn these wide receivers that he's working with into better players. Maybe in the future, someone like Vincent Smith, when he comes out onto the field, is actually going to have more of a clue because Deshaun Watson's out there.
He knows what he's doing.
And that's not, that's not
well,
Watson's
no, he's a
fault
rookie.
At all.
Well, I mean, it's
and,
not. No, and it's
Smith's
also.
Fault.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, he's a practice squad guy, essentially.
It's fun. I was talking to a Rams coach the other night. That I'm pretty good. I haven't talked. We used to be close. But we were talking about like how hard it is to criticize an offensive coordinator because you never know what the players are capable of mentally. Like, you never know what they can and can't do.
Right.
So, like, all right, is this offense limited because the play caller's limited, or is it limited because these guys are morons? I don't know. That wasn't the Rams coach words, by the way. Those are mine.
We're live on Radio Row, day number 3. John McClain will join us coming up in about 35 minutes to give us all the latest on Sean Ryan leaving the Texans for the Lions and Brian Cushing being added to the coaching staff. And with the Sean Ryan move, one of the big questions this morning, why would anyone leave Deshaun Watson for Matt Stafford? We explore this question. This is Mad Radio live from Radio Row.